part of the Sermon Mount that we read, verses 1 to 12 in chapter 5 of Matthew, that covers the what we call the Beatitudes.
那就是在这个马太福音五章一到十二节的前半前边部分呢，我们就是称它为八福。But
Jesus' sermon, his greatest sermon, continues on, and today will be the last message on the Beatitudes because I want to be able to cover more of the sermon for the rest of the year.
那我今天呢，因为这个经文继续，今天呢就是我要讲的这个八福里面的就是最后了，因为我还希望能后面的时间呢能够讲。
The key verse that I'll be looking at is particularly verse 6 of Matthew 5.
那今天主要的这个经文呢，就是马太福音五章第六节。But
to get us thinking about this,
为了让大家能够来思想,
have you ever gone shopping at a grocery store on an empty stomach?
你们有没有这样的经历，就是曾经饿着肚子去超市买东西?
I would say that then. Fatal mistake.
那我要跟大家说，这是一个致命的错误。
You might go broke.
你可能都要买的破产了。
Because you will buy everything on the shelves.
因为你就是看到什么就想买什么。
I know, because I did that.
因为我曾经就干过这样的事儿。
Now, marriage kind of straightened me out a little bit.
然而呢，就是因为婚姻呢，把我修正的比较好一点了。
But when I was single, like I didn't really have a clue in terms of shopping.
因为当我单身的时候吧，我对买东西没有太多的这种感觉。
And I would buy whatever I could buy.
然后每次去买，就是能买什么就买什么。
And I was the kind of guy that would buy TV dinners.
因为我是那种就是看那个电视上介绍的晚餐，我都会买的。
Some of my friends were like Chef Boyardee. Do you know who that is?
然后我有些朋友叫什么主厨的那个。
Or pot pies and things like that was quick to eat.
就是我那些朋友，他们就会去买那些快餐，像什么各种的饼啊什么的。
Our eyes could be bigger than our stomachs, right?
我们总是这种眼大肚子小。And
you want to buy everything in sight.
然后就是你愿意买那些只要眼睛看见的，你就想去买。But
Jesus declares that the deepest desire of every person ought to be a real hunger and thirst for righteousness.
然而呢，耶稣却宣称每个人最深层的渴慕呢，是真正的饥渴慕义。
That is, it's the spirit-prompted desire that will lead a person to salvation. And but not just there, but it keeps them strong and faithful once they are in the kingdom.
他说的那是一种将人可以领入救恩，并且可以人在这个救恩里面继续刚强。这一切呢，都是由这个圣灵的推动的渴慕引起的，这样可以引一个人进入神的国。
You see, righteousness is not an optional spiritual supplement, but it is a spiritual necessity.
那我们这看到哈，公义不是一个这个属灵补充项目的可选择的一个项目，而是属灵的必需品。
The great reformer Martin Luther, he struggled with this whole issue of how does a man or woman get right with God?
就是这个马丁路德，就是他是曾经在，就是说人们人，我们这些男男女女怎么样能够在神面前讨神喜悦，在神面前被称为义，对他来说一直是一个极大的难题。He
re-studied scripture.
他仔细的一遍又一遍的学习圣经。
And he particularly discovered that a person can get right with God only by realizing that you can't do it on your own efforts.
他就发现，就是说，你一个人要想在神面前被称义，唯一的途径就是不是靠自己的努力。And
I want to share with you from particularly from this verse in chapter 5 of Matthew, verse 6, really four truths about spiritual hunger.
当我们认真学习马太福音五章六节的时候呢，我们就发现这个是有关这个饥渴慕义的四个真理。Now
notice this particular beatitude verse 6 speaks about ambition.
那你要发现哈，就是说这段经文呢是讲到了这个我们的雄心。It's
of the right sort.
然而这个雄心壮志呢，是一个正确的一种雄心壮志。Whose
object is to honor, obey, and glorify God by partaking of His righteousness.
然后呢，这个是通过我们与神的公义有份呢，来使我们的目标是尊荣顺服荣耀神。
This holy ambition is in great contrast to man's ambition to gratify their own lusts, to satisfy their own egos.
那这种的圣洁的雄心呢，与人的那种为了自己的私欲、为了自己的野心的雄心是完全相对立的。
Remember last time I spoke about on this topic of the Sermon on the Mount, that this is the key to following Christ.
你记得不记得上次我来讲，就是登山宝训，就讲就是说这是我们跟随耶稣基督的关键所在。
There are, it's really non-negotiable. There is one way to follow Jesus Christ.
就是这是没有办法讨价还价的。我们跟随耶稣基督只有这唯一的一条路。
See, the Christ follower desires sin to be replaced with virtue and disobedience to be replaced by obedience.
因为要知道哈，基督的跟随者呢，是要用渴慕，要用美德来取代罪，用顺服来取代悖逆。
A Christian, a Christ follower, is someone who is eager to serve the Word and the will of God.
就是这个基督的跟随者呢，要渴慕为神的话语以及旨意来服事。
Did you notice in all the Beatitudes and in verses 3 and following that it starts with the word blessed?
就是你有没有注意到哈，就是这个八福里面的前面三个呢，都是用有福了来讲的。
What does blessed mean?
那有福的是什么意思呢？
Well, to give you a clue, in Proverbs 3, verses 13 and 17, it says, Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. Her ways, her referring to wisdom, because it kind of like they personify it as a she, her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
那我们就看一下这个有福是什么意思啊？我们看一下箴言的三章十三节、十七节，得智慧、得聪明的，这人变为有福。他在这里用那个女性的她，就是来指智慧的。他的道是安乐，他的路全是平安。
Don't think of blessed as happy.
不要认为有福了只是高兴开心。
Ordinarily, we would think of it that way.
或者就是幸福，或者你这么想。
But the idea of blessed is Jesus. What Jesus is talking about is the idea of fulfillment, of satisfaction.
耶稣在这里讲到有福了呢，是我们能够得饱足、得满足的这样的一个情景。
What gives you satisfaction in your life?
什么东西能够让你在你的生命中觉得让你得到满足？
It's been said that, and maybe these are people who are non-Chinese. Non-Chinese people have said that after you've eaten at a Chinese restaurant, an hour later, you get hungry again.
就是那个不是中国人的人就说啊，你去了一个中餐馆，吃得很饱，过了一个小时呢，你就又饿了。
But God is offering satisfaction.
然而呢，神所给你的饱足。
He wants to see us be fulfilled.
他要让我们看到是让我们能够觉得得以完全。
If you look at the Beatitudes,
如果你看这八福呢，
you see a progression.
然后你就会看到这八福是渐进的。
Notice here, first one, blessed are the poor in spirit. That's really the entry point, isn't it?
那虚心的人有福了，它只是一个开始的部分。
I talked about this last time. It's the idea that blessed are those people, the people who are satisfied, fulfilled, are those who first realize that you have nothing to offer God. You are spiritually bankrupt.
那你记得我上一次讲到的时候又讲到，就是为什么说虚心的人有福了？因为只有在人认在神面前认识到他在灵里已经是破产的，他什么都没有，这样呢，他才可能接受神。
Really, the first three Beatitudes are essential commands to forsake evil things that are barriers to the kingdom, that really prevent us from getting close to God.
那这个八福的前三个福呢，都是一个必要性的命令，命令我们要离开阻隔神国的一切的恶事。
Notice the first one says, Blessed are the poor in spirit. In poverty of spirit, we turn away from self-seeking.
就说注意到他第一节说虚心的人有福了，就是说虚心让我们就是在灵里的贫穷呢，是让我们可以远离利己主义。
Notice the second beatitude, blessed are those who mourn. What does that mean?
那看了 第二个就是哀痛的人有福了，这个是什么意思呢？
It's not talking about mourning over people who die, although, you know, we should, particularly people who are close to us.
这并不是说人死了你的痛苦，当然了，你亲近的人，你周围的人去世了，你觉得痛苦，这是很正常的。然而这里的哀痛呢，不是讲的那个意思。
Just as being poor in spirit means involving death to ourselves.
就像这个虚心的人有福了，就是说灵力贫穷意味着就是对我们自己死。
In mourning, Jesus is talking about this idea that we turn from self-satisfaction, and instead we mourn and we mourn over our sin.
那这个里面讲的哀痛的人呢，其实是说让我们来远离我们的这种自我满足，而是为着我们的罪而感觉到痛苦。
If we mourn over ourselves, if we are sorry for what we have done or how we are toward God, then we, it says here, we will be comforted.
就是说，如果我们因着我们是什么，我们做了什么，而在神面前，觉得很难过，很痛心，那这样的话呢，我们就会得到神的安慰。
Notice the third beatitude: Blessed are the meek.
那注意到第三个就是温柔的人有福了。
What does that mean?
那个是什么意思呢？
I think of you, or you immediately think of, you know, you know this character in the comics called Clark Kent, Superman.
就是我不知道你记得不记得有一个，就是一个人物，在超人里面叫 Clark Kent.
It's the idea that in meekness, what Jesus talked about is the idea of meekness is turning from self-serving.
那耶稣在这里讲的温柔呢，其实是要让我们来远离 自己顾自己。
The idea of surrendering our power to God's control.
是讲的就是把我们自己的能力呢交给神来控制。
It's like the verse that Jesus, you remember in the Bible, it says that if you want to follow him, then you must deny yourself.
就你记得圣经里讲嘛，就是如果你想要跟随耶稣的话，那你就要舍己。
Is as a Christian, we're no longer thinking in terms of I, me, my, but I'm thinking His, His, His.
就是说，作为一个基督徒，我们不能只是想我，我的，我是，而是想他，他的，他是。
Did you notice the first three beatitudes are also very costly and painful?
那你还有没有注意到哈？这个前面的这个三福呢，都是这个非常的昂贵，而且就是要让你付上代价，而且是痛苦的。
Becoming a Christian, living as a Christian is not easy.
就是说成为一个基督徒，按照一个基督徒该有的样式生活，并不是一件容易的事情。
The other beatitude, the fourth beatitude is more positive. We're going to be focusing on this one.
其实第四福呢就比较的正面那我们这次呢要集中来讲第四点。
The fourth beatitude is actually a consequence of the other three, the first three.
其实这个第四福呢是这个前面三福的这个结果。
That is, if we put aside ourself, our sins, and the power and turn to the Lord, we've been given a great desire for righteousness.
他的意思就是讲呢，当我们能够放下自我，放下罪以及我们自己的能力的时候，而转向神，那我们就对公义呢就有了极大的渴慕。
It's the idea that if we deny ourselves and say that it's less of me, more of whatever, then something has to fill that whatever, right?
就是说，因为这个意思就是说，你当你放下你自己。说不是我的重要，而是什么东西重要？那个东西就会要来填补你原来你自己的那个位置。
The more we put aside what we have, the more we long for what God has.
那就是当我们把自己所拥有的放下更多的时候呢，我们就会更加渴慕神所有的。
That's why I believe that all of us in this room have what we call a soul.
这就是我相信我们所在座的每一位都有魂。
It's that part of you that is built for eternity.
就是我们每个人呢都有一部分是为着这个永远的这个国所。
It's also that part of you that is able to connect to God.
而且只有这一部分呢可以与神相连。
there is the necessity of spiritual hunger.
那就是说这个属灵的渴慕呢是必须的。
How much do we really long to know God, to love God, to care about God, to want to do what God wants to do?
你到底有多么的渴慕神？你到底有多么的爱神？你想明白神的心意，想要被神所来使用。
That's what I'm getting at today.
那今天就是我们要讲的。
But notice also here, not just the necessity of spiritual hunger, the second point is the meaning of spiritual hunger.
那我们首先就除了这个饥渴慕义的必要性呢，那我们也来看看饥渴慕义的意义。
In the Greek, it's the present participle that is used here.
那就是这个地方呢，这个希腊文里呢，用了就一般式。
And the idea that signifies continuous longing, continuous seeking.
用了一般式呢，就表示是一种继续不断的渴慕寻求。
Luke 6:21 says, Blessed are you who are hungry now.
那就是在路加福音6:21说你们饥饿的人有福了，也是就是讲现在。
Is it hard to struggle to be as passionate about being a Christian now as when you first became a Christian?
就是你想一想，就是你现在这种想要作为基督徒的这种渴慕，和你刚刚要想要我要做基督徒这个的渴慕，你有多大的反差？
For those of you who are believers now, can you remember the time that when you first became a Christian, you were excited, you were so really gung-ho on who Jesus is and what it means to be a Christian?
就是你我们在座的，如果是老基督徒了，你回忆一下你刚刚。信主的时候，是不是觉得特别的兴奋？然后就是特别的想要，就是让别人知道，基督耶稣是个什么样的人？因着耶稣基督，你就是觉得特别的心情澎湃。
You were so passionate about being a Christian that you just wanted to tell people that I'm a believer, and you got excited about that, right? Remember that initial feeling that you had?
就是你最开始的那种渴望，那种感觉，你觉得。特别的激动，想要告诉所有的人你是基督徒。
But after a few months, a few years, guess what happened?
然而过了几个月、几年，又发生了什么呢？
It becomes kind of old hat.
然后就觉得变成了一个老生常谈了。
It's something that you might be tempted to think that I became a Christian to serve in my rearview mirror.
然后有时候你觉得这个成为基督徒好像都已经成了这个后视镜里的一个影像了。
But Jesus saying that A Christian is someone who continually seeks to follow God's heart, that becomes passionate about wanting to be always right with God, and that God is satisfied as He looks at my life, and it's not something that it happened a few years ago, but it happens now and continues to happen in my life daily.
然而耶稣在这里讲，就是说是现在，而且是将来不断继续的，是不断的渴慕寻求神，愿意现在将来一直都蒙神的悦纳，你所做的都讨神的喜悦。
Give me some examples from the Bible.
然后我们可以看一看这个圣经里的一些例子。
Remember Moses?
你记不记得摩西？
Not personally, I know.
当然不是说你真正的见过摩西这个人。
But remember after the Lord had said to Moses that he was pleased with him and that he knew Moses by name, Moses then said, Please show me your glory.
你记得不记得就是那个摩西见到神，然后摩西记得神在第一次见他的时候就知道他在神的眼前蒙恩，而且神呢是知道摩西的名字，按照他的名字认识他的。然后摩西就说：“求你显示出你的荣耀给我看。”
Remember David?
你记得不记得大卫？
David says in Psalm 63, Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry, weary land where there is no water.
就是这位大卫在诗篇63篇里说：“神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。”
I'm glad that the last song that we'll be singing is As the Deer.
我很高兴，我们最后那个唱的诗就是如鹿切慕溪水。
My wife is happy that you picked that song. She loves that song.
我太太很高兴你选了这首诗，她特别的喜欢这首诗歌。
But notice the verse that it comes from, Psalm 42, As a deer pants for flowing streams. Can you picture that panting?
就是这个诗歌呢，是从诗篇四十二篇，前面的两句经文里，写出的。你可以想象，他说：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。”你能不能想象，就是这个渴了的鹿要切慕溪水的这样的感受
？So pants my soul for you, O God.
就是我的心渴想神。
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God.
我的心渴想神，就是永生神。
Have you ever been really thirsty?
你真的有没有这样的渴？
I can remember being thirsty just not too long ago, and my wife will wonder, why don't I drink more water, is when I go to the gym.
就是说不知道你们有没有觉得很渴这样的经历。那个我有，我现在今天就喝更多的水，觉得很渴。我太太也觉得挺奇怪的。为什么呢？是因为我开始去体育馆锻炼了。
And I'm exercising really hard, and I've got this bottle of water next to me. Have I been drinking it? No.
就是我就是锻炼很费劲的锻炼，然后我旁边呢也放了一瓶水，就是锻炼嘛，出很多汗，但是好像我也没有要去喝那个水。
I didn't take advantage of the available water that was sitting right next to me.
我就没有就是去喝那个举手可得的那瓶水。
So you might see me in a gym with my tongue hanging out.
你可以看，就是说我在那个运动馆里锻炼的大汗淋漓的，然后也很渴，然后这个口干舌燥的，但是也没有去喝水。
Remember Paul, the Apostle Paul?
你记得不记得这个使徒保罗
？In Philippians 3:10, he says there is really an aspiration that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
就是他在腓立比书三章十节那里说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
On a daily basis, do you really eagerly desire to know him, to want to follow him each day? Isn't that hard?
你有没有每一天都有这种深层的渴慕，想要更认识神，更紧密的跟随神？就是每一天就这样，是不是很难？
But that is the challenge that awaits us, that we grow in our desire maybe to want to know him, to love him, that is just as exciting today as it was when we first became a Christian.
这就是说我们就是每一天想要认识神，跟随神的渴慕，有没有就像我们第一天认识神一样的强烈？
Look at the third point of today's message.
让我们看看就是今天信息的第三个部分。
The result of spiritual hunger.
这就是这个饥渴慕义的结果。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, to do what is right, to do what is pleasing to God. That when I live my life, that God looks and says He is pleased.
就是说你按照神的方式来生活，来寻求他的心意。你每一天这样的认真努力，然后神说你在他眼前蒙恩。
When we are hungering and thirsting for him and him alone, that it says here, for they shall be satisfied.
因为如果我们只有就是只靠神来得满足的话，那你就必得饱足。
In the Greek, this word for satisfied was used frequently of the feeding of animals until they wanted nothing more.
就是在希腊文里这个饱足这个词呢，是经常用于就是喂养动物，就是一直把它们喂到再也吃不下一点东西，一直到它们完全的饱足这样的状态。
Until they were completely satisfied.
就是一直到它就什么都吃不下了。
Now I can say this in Cantonese. I own a few words I can say in Cantonese. But when I get to, when I'm done eating a meal, particularly a big meal, the host will ask me, do you need any more food?
就是我那个会说，我会用广东话说这个话，就是说我比如去人家家做客，吃很饱了，最后主人问，你还要不要再吃什么了？
In my limited Chinese, I go, 厚饱。
就是那我因为会说很少的那个中文，那我就会说我好饱。
But I'm tempted to say to the host, you know, I might be thinking of bao, but I really would like to have some dessert. Something else.
然而其实我可能是想要那个告诉主人，就是我虽然已经很饱了，连在一口都吃不下了，但是我还是想要能够吃点甜点。
But Jesus is saying here, it is a satisfaction that is completely filling.
然而耶稣在这里讲的这个完全的饱足呢，是说你完全的饱足得以满足，什么都不想要了。
But the satisfaction doesn't end there.
然而呢，这个饱足呢，不仅仅就停止在这里了。
In that satisfaction, there is a deep desire to want more.
然而在这个饱足里又有一个深层的渴慕，你希望得到更多。
It's the idea that we should never think that at a certain point in our Christian life that I don't need to grow anymore.
就是说，我们基督徒在这个灵命成长到一定的阶段，不管在什么阶段，你都不会说我现在已经足够成熟，不需要再成长了。
My desire to grow is with me through my whole life, that I want to grow more. I don't care how long a Christian you've been, whether you're a pastor or a missionary or whatever, the fact is that when we compare ourselves to Jesus Christ, man, you've got a long way to go.
所以作为基督徒，你永远都是愿意成长的。不管你现在是什么，你也许是牧师、传道士，或者不管你现在是在一个基督徒，或者做任何的，在一个任何的阶段，你都希望是继续的成熟成长。因为当你与基督相、耶稣基督相比较的时候，你就发现你还有非常长的这个距离要追赶。
What I'm talking about is total satisfaction.
然而我在这里讲的呢是这种完全的满足。
In the Greek, the future passive tense is used, which is the idea of the giving of satisfaction is really God's work.
因为在这里这个希腊文里呢用了将来时的被动语态，意思就讲的就是这个给予满足呢是神的工作。
Our part is to seek after God. God's part is to give us satisfaction.
就是我们的这部分工作呢是去寻求神。那神的那部分工作呢，就使我们得饱足。
See, the paradox here is because, and I mentioned this, is that because believers continually seek God's righteousness, to seek what's, to be right with God, to always be spot on in terms of my relationship with God, always wanting more and never getting all, they nevertheless will be satisfied.
就这里呢，就有个悖论，就是因为作为信徒呢，我们不断的去寻求神的公义，总是希望能够做得更多更好，然后就希望能够正中靶心，但是然后好像觉得永远都没有办法做到最好，所以要继续的去努力。
I like to talk about food.
我特别喜欢讲吃的。
Now give you an example.
我给你讲一个例子。
And probably if I give the example, your stomach might start to rumble because you haven't eaten.
我给你讲吃东西的例子，可能你又觉得肚子要饿了。
I always had this problem when the preacher was preaching and talk about food, my stomach would start making noises.
然后我以前就曾经有这样，就是前面讲员讲到食物的时候，我肚子就开始咕咕叫了。
Now we may eat steak or our favorite pie until we can eat no more.
我们可能比如说吃你最喜欢吃的食物，最喜欢吃的牛排啊，你最喜欢吃的饼啊，你吃到你就再多一口都吃不下了。
Yet our taste for those things continues and even increases.
然而呢，我们对这些东西这个味觉上的需求确实在不断的继续，甚至在增加。
It's the very satisfaction that makes us want more, right?
正是因为这种让我们吃的这么饱的这种满足感，让我们想要更多。
We want to eat more of those things because they are so satisfying.
因为我们想吃更多的这种东西，因为这种东西让我们吃了以后觉得非常的满足。
How many of you are familiar with this product called Pringles?
我不知道你们有多少人知道 Pringles 这个零食。
Potato chips that come in a can.
就是在一个这种纸筒里的那种土豆片。
I dare you to try to eat one chip.
我向你挑战，你就吃一片。
Famous last words. I can only eat one chip. You know, I will stop there.
然后这个很有名的一句话说，哎，我只吃一片，我吃了一片就不再吃了。
One chip, two chip, three chips. By the time it's over, you've just finished the can.
然后你就吃一片啊，再吃第二片，吃第三片，就时间慢慢的过去，一直到你把这一桶全吃光了。
Same thing in our household. Except we don't have Pringles. We have something called Doritos.
those are
addicting. Doritos.
我们家情况是说，哦，我们不要，我们没有 Pringles， 但是我们有 Doritos。那这个也是很，就是让人很喜欢吃的一种零食，这个很。
We last night we had a small group.
那上次我家里有一个小的学习组。
And we met at someone's home, and we called them to bring something with us as to kind of contribute to the snacks.
那我们说，哎，就是每人都带点东西，就是大家分享这个零食。
What do you think we brought?
你想我们带了什么
？Doritos.
我们是带了 Doritos。
And we had that in a bowl, and we kept snacking on it during the Bible study, and it's just there, and you keep picking up a chip. I saw my wife doing that. She's picking up chips, you know.
然后我们就弄一个碗，把那 Dirt 放在碗里，然后就大家一边学圣经，一边就吃。我看我太太也在那拿着吃。
And we were being hosted by a couple, and the husband, his weakness is Doritos.
就是那这个主人家呢，他家的先生呢，弱点就是 Doritos.
They had bought three bags. They were there. I don't know why we had to bring one, but we felt the need to bring one. He had three bags already there.
我们觉得我们要带一袋，他已经弄了三袋在那儿的准备着了。
And the idea is that you can't stop eating those things.
但我想给大家讲，就是你好像就是吃这种东西，你就停不下来。
I keep saying, you know, I want to stop, but I keep getting that last chip and getting more chips and all that.
我不停的就说，哎，我不能再吃了。然而我的动作却是不停的再去拿着吃。
But,God's word says, Psalm 107, verse 9, for he satisfies the longing soul. Are you that longing soul?
就是诗篇107篇，神这样说，因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足，使心里饥饿的人得饱美物。你是不是真的这样的渴慕？
And the hungry soul, he fills with good things.
那如果你有一个饥渴慕义的心，这样渴慕的心呢，那神就用美物来使你得以饱足。
Psalm 34:10 says, "Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing."
那诗篇34:10说，寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
And probably the most famous psalm that we could think of is Psalm 23.
那我想，就最有名的诗篇，我们能想到的就是诗篇23篇。
Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I what?"Shall not want.
就是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
Or the idea is that I shall not be in want.
或者说我无需要再有任何的东西。
I will lack nothing.
我什么都不缺。
My satisfaction, my fulfillment is in God and knowing God, having a relationship with God, loving God, and the satisfaction knowing He loves me.
所以我就是因着神。我与神有这样的关系，我渴慕神，神爱我，我跟神有这样亲密的关系，而使我得到满足。
In Psalm 23 verse 5 it says, "My cup overflows."
然后诗篇23:5说，我的福杯满溢。
Remember the conversation Jesus had with the Samaritan woman?
你记得不记得耶稣和这个撒玛利亚妇人的对白？
John 4:14 says, He says to her, "Whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again."
就是他在4:14说，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
And later in John 6, he makes his one of his famous I am statements. I am the bread of life.
就是在约翰福音6:35，耶稣用很有名的我是来做这个来宣称说，我就是生命的粮。
Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
就是到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Revelation 22:17 says, "Let the one who is thirsty come."
然后启示录22:17也说，口渴的人当来。
Let the one who desires take the water of life without price.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
That last verse tells me that it's God's grace.
那最后这句经文告诉我们，这是神的恩典。
Jesus was offering that Samaritan woman all that she needed. It was grace. She's never experienced grace. And that grace was in the form of living water that would never, would always satisfy her.
所以在那个约翰福音这里，耶稣给这个撒玛利亚妇人的这个 永生的这个水，是能够解决她永远的问题，让她永远都不觉得渴，让她永远的都得到饱足。
Do you get an idea now of what I'm talking about?
你现在有没有明白我想要给你讲的？
Can you see life apart from God?
你能够看到，就如果生命离开了神，还有什么意义？
Is God your everything?
是不是神是你的全部？
If God is not your everything, then really He is not very significant in your life.
如果神不是你的一切的话，其实神在你生命中其实就不是很重要。
You know how to test whether you are spiritually hungry?
你知道不知道就是饥渴慕义的测试？
Look at the fourth, the testing of spiritual hunger.
那我们来看第四点，就是灵里饥渴的测试。
The five marks of genuine hunger and thirst for God's righteousness.
那对于真正的饥渴慕义呢，是有五个标志的。
The first is dissatisfaction with self.
那第一个呢，就是对于自己的不满足。
The person who is pleased with their own righteousness will see no need for God.
就是如果那种人呢，觉得以自己的公义为满足的人呢，他是看不到对神的需求的。
Don't we have people today say, I don't need God because I think I know how to live my life better than He does?
就是你知道很多今天很多人就是说我可不需要神，因为我知道怎么生活比神要教的我的更多。
I'm not just talking about non-Christians. Even some Christians think that, you know, I'm a Christian, but I don't really need God on a daily basis. I've got my salvation. I don't need to really depend on Him each day.
就是我这里讲不仅是就是不信主的人，甚至一些基督徒，他就觉得我已经有了救恩了。我每天该怎么生活，我不用来什么事都来问神。
But the idea is dissatisfaction with self. They realize that first of all, I have a long way to go to grow to be more like Jesus Christ. Second is, I mess up in my life. Don't you mess up in your life each day, some way?
所以就是说，不能满足于自己的公义，这的意思就是说，我觉得你耶稣基督为榜样的话，我还差得很远。是一方面，还有一方面就是说我还会犯错。
If we were to take an inventory of our own lives, we would probably recognize that we fall short each day in some ways of pleasing God.
如果你对你的这个人生做一些每件事情都做一些统计、做一些记录的话，你就会发现你几乎很多的事情都做不到满足神的要求。
Notice the second mark.
然后让我们注意到第二个标志。
Freedom from dependence on external things for satisfaction.
要有不依赖外加事物得满足的自由。
There are many people today that put all their hope, their security on money, the stock market, on education. You're familiar with that in Asian community, the culture, jobs. That we think we're secure in that. But guess what? Next time you lose your job or you get demoted, are you going to feel that secure? Or your family. What if you think that everything's going to go well with your family, but maybe you have a child that goes off the deep end?
就是当今社会呢，我们常常从一些别的地方来，觉得让你得满足，觉得还不错。就比如金钱呀、股票、教育，作为我们亚洲人对教育非常的看重。工作，觉得工作可以给你这个安全感。那如果你失业呢，或者被降职呢？或者家庭，你觉得一切都很好，那也许真的你有一个孩子就走偏了路。
Or relationships.
或者你的人际关系。
I think I've counseled enough young people that some of the young people struggle with relationships.
那或者你觉得人际关系，我经常会帮助一些年轻人，很多年轻人在他们人际关系上都有难处。
I remember that the one time there was this couple, they were not married, they came to our college and young adult conference.
我记得有一次有一对年轻人，他们还没有结婚，他们来参加我们的青年这个校园团契。
And you know, they're supposed to be there for spiritual reasons.
那有时候你觉得来去不都是因为有灵里的原因吗？
But all they did through the whole conference was had they spent their Google eyes on each other.
然后整个他们就是 在这个开会的时候，两个人就在那大眼瞪小眼。
They were so focused on each other, they weren't concerned about fellowship with other people. They were just mesmerized with each other.
然后他们整个就在整个这个就参加会议，他们没有来学习别的东西，跟别人有关系。他们两个人就一直就是在那对眼。
But some of us who are married struggle with this too, don't we?
那我们有些已经结婚的，不是也有这样因着人际关系有出问题吗？
Maybe we have gotten to the point that we try to please our spouse to the fact that to the extent that we don't please God.
就是我们是不是有时候为了讨这个对方的喜欢，为了讨他的欢心，然后我们就忘记了神。
For example, the idea that you have one person, one of the spouses say, you know, they want to go to church.
就像比如说这个夫妻俩有一个呢说我想去教会
But the other person says I'm not into church
然后另一个说哎，我对教会不感兴趣
Quite often what happens is more often than not the person who's a Christian is dragged down rather than the other person being brought up
所以结果常常很不幸就是不是说这个信主的把这个不信主的带去教会常常是这个不信主的把这个信主的带离教会
And I've seen it so often in couples where one person is a Christian the other is not and the other person you never see that Christian much anymore and going to church because they're dragged down as a non-Christian partner
就是因为常常在教会就见到很不幸的就是如果一个是基督徒另一个不是基督徒过一段时间那个就不见了，因为这个基督徒就被不信主的就带走了。
Notice the third mark.
然后我们看到这个第三个标志。
Craving for the word of God.
就是渴慕神的话语。
It's the basic spiritual food He has given us and provides for His children.
这个神的话呢，是神对他的孩子所提供的最基本的属灵食物。
Is that a craving for you?
那你是不是有这种渴慕呢
？I leave that for you to think about.
我就把这个问题留给你，让你去仔细思想。
The fourth mark, the pleasantness of the things of God.
那然后第四个就是对神的事物的喜悦。
Do we recognize the spiritual blessings He's given us each day?
就是你有没有就是意识到，就是你每日这种生活，你从神那里得到的祝福。
And even the times where God is disciplining us and reproving us, do you say, "I am so thankful for that"?
甚至就是在神管教你或者非难你的时候，你还会有满足感，说感谢神这样来对待你。
When God brings discipline in our lives, don't reject it, but recognize it's the mark of a loving Father.
要知道哈，如果你被神管教的话呢，不要认为是一种拒绝，而是要感谢神，他把你当成孩子来管教。
Isn't it sad in the African American community in America?That there's the absence of a father, I believe, has been a real factor in crime and kids going off the deep end because they have had no father that has loved them to the extent to discipline them, right?
就是我觉得很不幸的这个少数族裔团体的问题就在于他们常常很多家庭缺少一个。父亲这样的角色，以至于他们这个团体呢，他们的犯罪率，各种教育各个方面就被影响，而就是低于这个远远低于平均水平。
The fifth mark is what I call unconditionality.
那我要讲的第五个就是无条件性。
And I believe Jesus would say this.
那我相信耶稣也是这么说的。
That is when our spiritual hunger and thirst are genuine, that we will make no conditions about it.
就是如果我们这个饥渴慕义是真实的呢，那对我们来说就是没有任何附加条件的。
We will not try to rationalize it or try to make conditions about it, but we recognize that following Jesus Christ is unconditional.
我们不会去找一些支持或找一些原因，而是说。跟随耶稣基督是一个无任何条件的必须做的事。
Do you remember the story of the rich young ruler in Luke 18?
你还记得不记得路加福音十八章里面那个做官的年轻人的故事
？He said basically to Jesus, "Yeah, I want to be part of your kingdom, but I when you ask me to basically sell what I have, I can't do that."
就是他呢想要成为神国的一部分。 然而当耶稣说让他变卖他所有的分给穷人的时候呢，他就说，哎，我这个我做不到。
And Jesus was saddened because he recognized this guy was unfit for the kingdom.
那然后耶稣就很难过，就觉得这个他是不配得神的国的。
So in closing, I want you to think about this thought.
那我们这个结束呢，我希望大家能够来思想一下这段经文。
Do we want only Christ?
我们是不是只要基督？
It's not Christ and economic success.
而不是说基督以加上经济上的成功。
Or not Christ and personal satisfaction.
或者就是不是经济上的，那就加上个人的满足。
Or not Christ and popularity.
或者要不然就是不是基督加上一个个人的声望。
Or not Christ and anything else.
而就是说或者其他的东西，就是只要基督，不是基督或者他别的。
Could you say with what is said is found in Isaiah 26:9?
然后我们再看一下这以赛亚书26:9。
My soul yearns for you in the night.
就是夜间我的心渴慕你。
My spirit within me earnestly seeks you.
我里面的灵切切地寻求你。
When your judgments are on the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness.
因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
In other words, the world is taking their cue. They're looking at Christians and saying, what does it mean to follow God through Christ?
意思就是说，这世界上的人都在看基督徒，来看到底跟随基督是什么意思。
Dr. Tony Evans said, if the physical man or woman needs to eat numerous times a day for the body to function,
就是有一个医生这样说，如果一个博士，他这样说，如果正常的男女每天需要吃很多，在不同的时间吃很多的东西来保证他这个机体的正常运转，
as it was designed,
就像设计的那样。
Then how much more does the spiritual man or woman need to eat regularly because the soul is starving to death?
那我们作为这个灵属灵的人，为了不使灵命饥饿致死，我们需要每天如何的来吸取我们的灵量？
And how do you know the soul is starving to death?
你怎么样知道你的这个灵已经都快饿死？
Because you're living a dissatisfied life.
因为你活的日子你不觉得满足。
Where are you getting your satisfaction from?
你是从哪里得到你的满足的？
But whatever, if it's not in God, then it's going to be less than it's than satisfying, really.
如果你的满足不来自于神的话呢，那你的就没有办法，你就从别的地方是永远没有办法得到真正的。
I challenge you today to hunger the thirst for.To not just follow a righteous God, but to be a righteous person. That we want to be able to be people who live righteous and holy lives, seeking to please God in all that we do.
我今天向你发出个挑战，不是让你只来认识这一位公义的神，而是在他面前活出一个公义的生命，渴慕他的公义，渴慕在他眼中蒙恩。
And you will be as passionate about God and loving God.Now, as when the first day you met him.
那你现在就会以极大的热情，以及在未来的日子都会用极大的热情来爱神，来跟随神，就像你刚刚信主的那样的年日。
Let's turn to Lord in prayer.
让我们来到主的面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we recognize that it's hard to maintain that passion and love for you.
天父，我们认识到，就是对你的热忱的这个保持是有困难的。
And certainly, Father, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's power and leading, so that each day becomes fresh and new, because we see your grace every day.
因为我们知道，我们要把我们的能力放在你的能力之下，由你来掌管，这样我们每一天都来渴慕，来寻求你。
Help us to recognize that.Our only means of satisfaction and fulfillment is connected to you and to you alone.